The Angina Monologues, written by Samer Nashef and read by Arti Frushan.
Samer Nashef qualified as a doctor at the University of Bristol in 1980 and is a consultant cardiac surgeon at Papworth Hospital in Cambridge. He is a dedicated teacher and communicator and is recognised as a world-leading expert on risk and quality in surgical care. He is the author of The Naked Surgeon and a compiler of cryptic crosswords for The Guardian and The Financial Times. Angina. Pronunciation angina. Noun, also angina pectoris. Pectoris. A condition marked by severe pain in the chest, often also spreading to the shoulders, arms and neck, owing to an inadequate blood supply to the heart. He had high blood pressure and he suffered from angina. Latin, pectoris, of the chest. Oxford English Dictionary. To all the patients I have been privileged to treat. Forward. Sometimes even dictionaries can get it wrong. Angina is not a pain. It is more of a discomfort or pressure, a tightness or weight. And it is not usually severe, but is often accompanied by a feeling of impending doom, which makes you stop whatever it is you are doing in the way of physical exertion until it abates a few minutes later. It is also the number one symptom that drives heart patients to seek medical help, with number two being shortness of breath. This book relates the real-life stories of patients, with angina and without, who had major open-heart operations to fix their cardiac problems. It tells of the triumphs and disasters of heart surgery, of the places where it is done and the professionals who do it, but always with a focus on the people who are at the centre of it all, the patients. In writing this book, I have selected stories that I hope provide a vivid illustration of different heart surgery patients, a wide range of heart conditions, and the variety of procedures that a surgeon undertakes. Some of these stories are gory, some are funny, and some have happy endings. Some of them have taken place at a time when I was able to put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, immediately, and when that happened, I wrote down the events as they unfolded. Most of the other stories I have selected from memory, and I have chosen them because they are memorable. Necessarily, some of these do not have a happy ending, and that is precisely the sad reason why they are memorable. The aim of this book is, however, neither to scaremonger nor to sensationalise, but to provide an honest insight into my world. This is, of course, a world of drama, of life and death. It is also a world in which some of the finest attributes of human nature, inventiveness and resilience, shine most brightly both in the patients and in the people who care for them. Finally, it is a world which actually matters directly to you because, more likely than not, one day, either you or someone you love will need a heart operation. I hope that you will find this insight illuminating as well as interesting. Few areas of human endeavour are laden with as much drama as heart surgery. With death always a presence and sometimes an immediate threat, the situations faced by patients and those who care for them can be emotional and nerve-wracking. People who deal with such stressful situations often evolve a number of coping mechanisms. Prominent among these is a dark and uncompromising sense of humour, one which probably exists in many surgical specialties, particularly those at the sharper end of the field. Some of these humorous and highly irreverent instances appear here, and I should like to apologise in advance if anyone finds such narrative offensive. I believe that I speak for all my colleagues when I say that such dark humour is, to us, merely a way of dealing with what sometimes can be unbearable stress. The fact that laughing in the face of adversity helps us through our working lives in no way diminishes how passionately we care about our patients and our work.